RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I am a tail fin road locomotive. You can't polish my chrome so clean. We can fly off into the sunset together. Rusty old American dream. Still running. Rusty old American dream.
Here we are another Saturday in CCO land when we talk car care as we've done so many years thanks to the help you get. From Dan Burns, who is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Denny Long.
How are you doing today? I hope well.
I am doing well. Yeah, it's a little cool, a little wintry yet, but I hear the promises that spring is around the corner. So good.
Yeah, they keep promising. It's true. When I and hearing Al's forecast and looking at it myself, it looks like maybe Friday. I'm looking for the silver lining that maybe we'll get up to 61 by Friday. So
yeah,
it'll happen.
It's trending in the right direction along the way. So
exactly. Well, if you're new to the show, thanks for joining us, checking us out. If you're a regular listener, you know we tend to get a little bit busy, and Dan has time to spend with us till about 7:45. So if you have to bring in your vehicle, your car, your truck, your van for service, and you think, what the heck are they going to tell me? Dan will give it a shot to analyze it over the radio before you do bring it in your favorite dealer, your favorite shop. So call or text any kind of a car care question you may have. It's one number to remember for either a phone call. If you want to chat with Dan, great, or just send Dan a text. 651-461-9226. We are already getting text messages already, Dan, this morning. In fact, why don't I call it up here? All right, here's one. It says, hello, my check engine light has recently come on a few times for a cylinder six misfire. I brought it in the first time, and they changed the ignition coil. A week later, the light came on. I'm sorry, it's jumping all around here. Oh, we're getting a lot of them here. And they changed the spark plug. Would you anticipate anything else that could go wrong with a cylinder six misfire? And how serious should I be concerned about an engine issue? Thanks again for all you guys do. Well, you're welcome. So what do you think? Any ideas?
Well, they did sounds like they did a fine job. If indeed these misfire is gone, with any cylinder, a misfire can be caused by a number of things, including spark, which is what they were focused on. But it could be caused by a fuel injector or a fuel supply problem. Could be caused by a vacuum leak. It could be caused by a mechanical problem. And I guess the answer to your question is, if your check engine light is not coming on anymore, and if the misfire on cylinder 6 is not coming back, then I think they nailed it with the spark problem that they worked on. The ignition coil and the spark plug would take care of a spark problem, and so I think that if the light's not on, you're ready to go, and it should be just fine.
Getting a long, drawn-out text, and I appreciate the folks bringing in their text message. This one does ramble on quite a ways about potholes and manholes that have sunk into the pavement, an ongoing problem, more of a comment than a question. They say all the city does is Band-Aid patch them, and the following year they're back worse than ever. I heard on the news last week, texter says, that the city, excuse me, I'm not sure what city they're talking about, has over 100-plus road construction projects scheduled this summer. What about road repair? Past 4 to 5 years, goes on to something else again. My dash lights for check engine soon, low track and ABS go on at the same time when they hit a pothole. What do you think that person should do? That's a long way around. If they hit a pothole, they're getting these warning lights. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, avoid potholes. That's the answer. They're annoying you anyway, I can tell. And, I don't know what the solution is. We can't redo every road every year, so patching potholes is just a reality in Minnesota. We're going to have to live with it. I think they've learned technology where they do put some liquid tar down in the pothole before they put the tar in, and that seems to help. But I agree the right fix would be to resurface every road, but we're not going to get that done. And with the check engine light coming on and the ABS light and so forth, when you hit a pothole, I don't know. We'd have to scan the computer and see what the codes are about. If they're about anti-lock brakes, then, there's probably something going on with the fact that you're hitting a pothole and the jarring motion is causing the light to come on. But the real answer would be let's hook up, find out what the check engine light's about or has been about, because that information would be stored in history, and we'll see what we can do about that when we know what the code is.
Yeah. Dan, I would be remiss if I did not ask you if you have heard or seen any more news about catalytic converter thefts. Have you seen any more at Lloyd's of repair?
We have, sadly. We're doing at least one a day.
One a day?
Yeah, at least one a day here, and there's lots of them, and I don't know why the solution is so difficult, but apparently it is. There must be more to it than I know. But I wish that we would do something about controlling the buyer of stolen catalytic converters and see if we can't shut that market down. And then there's no value to them if they have nowhere to sell them.
Well, that's it. I mean, like you said, it's a no-brainer. It's the people, not only are the thieves who are stealing them, but I call them junkyards, but what is a better term for the people who are buying these stolen things?
They recycle them, and they recycle lots of things, and most of them are good businesses, but some of them are into this profiting from the stolen catalytic converters, and I guess if they're not going to monitor it themselves, we're going to have to make some laws that monitor that for them and shut the market down.
Yeah. Oh boy. Well, like you said, it could be easily solved, but who knows what? I had to ask you that. We'll take this break, and we have more show to come. Keep in mind, Dan will be taking his leave about 7:45, so don't wait. If you have any kind of a car care question, by all means, call it in or text it in at 651-461-9226. In the Twin Cities right now, we've lost a degree. 25 is the current temp. Sunshine should return later today. Highs near 41. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO, stay with us. Had a good Saturday morning to you. 16th of April, it's a holiday weekend. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, answering your car care questions. For those new to the show, Dan, where exactly is Lloyd's Automotive located?
Well, thanks for asking. Lloyd's Automotive is at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call at 651-228-1316.
We'll get you that phone number before Dan leaves us a little before 7:45 this morning, in case you need some help there at Lloyd's. I think I might even stop by and say hi to those guys of yours there next week. As a matter of fact, I tell you, we have callers, we have texters, Dan. Let's get some help to these folks. I think Ken is calling in from Richfield this morning. Ken, thank you for waiting. What's your question for Dan?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen, and thank you very much, Dr. Dan, I call you. I have four Toyota products, well, one of the Lexus, two of which just got relieved of their catalytic converters. And I now have put on one of the anti-theft systems that's available at gas stations, but that's about $370 each. Now, the other two that I have not covered, is there any shade tree mechanic solution to protecting the catalytic converters?
Well, yeah, there is, and we've done many of them here at Lloyd's where people have gotten frustrated by losing their catalytic converter a second or third or even fourth time. And, you know, it's just creative mechanics is what it turns out to be. For example, on some of them, we've actually taken a significant piece of rebar and heated it up and bent it into the right shape and then actually welded it to the catalytic converter. And, you know, while it still could be stolen, we have found that it's discouraging enough where the thieves will see that and then they'll just move on. And there's been a number of different designs that we've created, and you'll just have to find the right shop that's willing to do that for you if you want to sleep well. You know, if you have to park your car outside and that's your only option, then it's kind of nerve-wracking to have to worry about that every night, about if they're going to come through your neighborhood and steal your catalytic converter. So it's frustrating, but yes, there are creative ways to protect them. And honestly, we've never had one stolen after we've put some sort of deterrent in place. Another thing that I've seen is they'll take just some heavy gauge cable and wrap some cable around the catalytic converter, and you know for the thief it's frustrating because they go to saw through it and the cable just keeps moving and it just doesn't work. You know, it's really 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 difficult to saw through it. So you know, there's a whole bunch of different creative things, and you just have to find somebody that's willing to work with you to handle that for you.
Mercy. All right. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate that. Sorry for that loss. Holy mackerel. Good morning. This text says, Dan, what do you think of an aftermarket blind spot alarm to be installed in a 2010 Lincoln MKZ? Aftermarket.
Well, yeah. I've seen them. We don't do that here, but I think they're probably just fine. It's if you would like the warning, I've actually seen aftermarket cameras that have been installed, and you know, I've driven the cars to work on them and service them, and the cameras seem to work just fine. And I'm sure the blind spot indicator is the same thing. It would probably work just fine. So I think it'd be great.
Let's see here before we break. Here's another one. Good morning. This is a question about potential increased ethanol concentration in gas and its effect on seals inside the engine. Texter says, I've heard from two different ASC certified technicians that even now at the current concentration, ethanol degrades the seals of engines. Can Dan please offer his thoughts?
You know, the engines are designed to be run on an ethanol blend. And so I've not personally seen any problem where gasoline has caused any sort of deterioration of any of the engine components or the engine itself. So I've not seen that. I think that the blend that we're using in gas right now is just fine, and the cars are built for them. And I was reading some stuff in the paper that the blend for the summer is going to be a little bit more significant than it had been, just to deal with the fuel prices. And I think that's just fine, too. You know, back in the old days, we used to find that there was some what we used to call vapor lock, where the alcohol would actually boil and cause some problems. But I have not seen that in a long time. So I think whatever they're doing right now seems to be working just fine.
All right. Good deal. All right. Hang on, Dan. We're going to look at that forecast and then come back with the remaining minutes of our Car Care Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. And welcome back to the remaining minutes of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long, along with Dan Burns, ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We'll get you his phone number again before he leaves us. Just a reminder that the Timberwolves, the playoff game, number one versus Memphis, is going to be airing here on CCO Radio. Pre-game is at 2 this afternoon. That's at a little after 2:30. So that's the deal with that. Also, it's going to be on our Odyssey app as well. So Timberwolves here on CCO at 2 pregame. And then the Twins Red Sox will be on our sister station, 102.9 FM, The Wolf. And again, the CCO Radio mainstream via the Odyssey app, 2:30 p.m., first pitch at 3:10. We hope that clarifies that. Dan Burns, are you all set to roll with a couple of more questions before you take
it? I sure am, Denny. Go ahead.
Okay, good deal. Here's an 06 Volvo XC90. Headlight keeps going out. I replaced the lamp, the socket, changed the fuse. Any other ideas you have?
You know, we get this question from time to time, and I've never found a reason for a particular type of bulb to fail. My advice has always been, I don't know where you're buying the bulb or what you're doing, but I would probably go to a different store and get a different brand and change it up a little bit, because there's really no, you know, if the light bulb is only receiving 12 volts, there's no reason for it to blow out prematurely. And most commonly, I found that it has to do with a particular batch of a particular brand of bulb that is a problem. And if you keep taking that bulb back to the same store and warrantying it again, you can end up with the same problem. So I think switch brands and switch batches, and I think you'll have better luck.
Very good. This texter says this, Dan, do you recommend changing coils when changing spark plugs as a maintenance item?
It's not a bad idea, because, you know, that's the number one problem with spark. But I think it gets to the point where it costs so much that it does not make sense. So, no, I would never, you know, put new spark plugs in and say, hey, we should change the coils at the same time, because I think it's just too much money. And as you know, Denny, putting in a new part isn't always better. Sometimes the old part was working just fine. You replace it with a new part for maintenance, and the new part turns out to be a bigger problem than the old part was. So you just never know that sort of thing. And so I've had good luck with change it up, and you know, if it's working good, leave it alone. It'll be fine.
All right. Here's another one. See if we can't grab another one. I took my 2019 Buick Envision four-cylinder turbocharged engine to the dealer to change oil. They recommended putting a cleaner in the oil engine to run for 15 minutes, drain the oil, put new oil in, put another cleaner in for the duration of that oil change. Engine has, let's see, how many thousand miles here? It just jumped on the screen here. It has 24,000 miles on it, using GM full synthetic oil, top-tier fuel. Do you think this is all necessary?
Well, I would want to see the service bulletin where the manufacturer is actually suggesting that. I'm not interested in buying a cleaner for my engine if it's just for the purposes of an additional sale for the shop. But if the manufacturer, and with turbo, with the turbo engine, perhaps they are recommending that, that would not surprise me. But I would want to see the service bulletin where they are, where the manufacturer actually is recommending that. And if they are, then I would do it. Then I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Let's see if we can't. Yeah, let's do one more. Then I think we have to skedaddle here. The auto stop feature on my new pickup, could that cause unnecessary wear on the starter? The auto must be an auto start. Oh, no, you mean the stop the lights and stuff.
Yeah, right. The auto stop at the light. And, of course, it, you're using your starter way, way more. However, the vehicle was built for that. They, if you see the new starters that have that system, they're pretty significant. So while it certainly does have an effect on the starter, you're using your starter way more. I think they're built for it, and I've not seen premature starter failure on that auto stop feature for vehicles.
We have a couple other comments about catalytic converter theft, some other things. I think I'm going to save this since we're just about out of time till next week. So let's get together again. What do you say next week? And how about a phone number if folks want to get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's Automotive? How do we do that?
Well, give us Well, come on over. We're at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can give us a call as soon as Monday. We're actually closed for the holiday weekend today. But you can call us at 651-228-1316. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net.
Excellent. Thanks again, Dan, for all your help as usual, and we'll meet again next week.
Yeah, maybe we'll see you this week when you're over, too.
I think I'm going to stop by because there's all this great shopping. Not that I don't love you guys at Lloyd's, but it's so much fun at Grand Avenue. So we will see you next week at Lloyd's Automotive. Thank you, Dan. Dan Burns will be back, of course, next week with more car care here. Stay tuned next. Jack Farrell's Wine Chat straight ahead. And then get those lawn and garden questions ready. Mary Meyer from the U of M will be joining us for our Smart Garden Show in the 8 o'clock hour. That's all straight ahead here on News Talk 830 WCCO. It's a chilly 25 degrees. We're heading for about 41. We'll have details coming up.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop.
Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.